This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Yeah, hour number two coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Well, I think it was TACCON or something like that that was happening last week. So we didn't have our usual chapter. But TACCON is overeth, and now we moveth oneth. So coming up next is the Weaponized Woman with Tatiana Whitlock and her guest, and she can introduce you to her guest because, well, I just like doing it that way. Tatiana, how are you?
I am doing great. Yep, TACCON, Rangemasters TACCON annual event was amazing this year. And, yes, it kept me very, very busy. So we are finally back, and I'm happy to be back. I miss
back,
you, though.
Back in Maine. Happy to
for
be back
moment,
in Maine.
But not for long.
Oh, okay.
I head to Pennsylvania next weekend.
Okay.
Three consecutive classes. So, yeah, we're spending a lot of time with Delta, and it's good.
With Delta? Who's Delta?
Yes, Delta Airlines. I spent a lot of time at 30,000.
I thought you were telling me you were in Delta Force. Okay. Anyway, so at this moment, Tatiana, if you will, please, you and your guests take it away.
Absolutely. So this evening, we have the honor of being joined by Dawn Hillier. I have known Dawn for a few years. She's an extraordinary woman and a pillar in the women's firearms community, whether she knows it or not. Dawn's story sounds like something that comes straight from a Hollywood script. It's almost a real, you know, part horror story, part superhero story, and definitely a large undertone of archetypal role model within the women's powerhouse community. I met Dawn in passing a few SHOT Shows ago, but had the opportunity to chat with her at some length this year at SHOT Shows events in Vegas. And what strikes me most about Dawn is her authenticity in all that she does and the quality which she applies to everything that she participates in. A little bit about Dawn. She's a graduate of Purdue University. Like so many women we have on the show, she is multifaceted. She's a former executive recruiter at Creative Financial Staffing. She's the vice president at Indiana Girls with Guns and owner of Hiding Hilda LLC, which is a distinguished concealed carry purse and accessories company. And if you aren't familiar with that, we will make sure that you have all the information to go and check out more about those products soon. She's also a very prominent figure in the anti-stalking and Second Amendment advocacy community. So welcome, Dawn. We're thrilled to have you join us on the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Absolutely. So, I know your story, but I think the part that would kick us this off for our audience and get them understanding a little bit about how you began in this is to tell us briefly, and I know this is a lifetime in a few moments that we're trying to cultivate here, but tell us about Michael McClellan.
So the nutshell version is that in 2006, I found myself a shiny stalker, and Michael McClellan was his name, and it took about 6 years to get him in prison, and it was stalking. It was stalking at its best, at its heart, from physical stalking to online stalking. He did end up getting 10 years in prison. It was the first felony count of stalking in Indiana. So we set some precedent and changed some statutes. and some laws that revolved around stalking. But, you know, when I was going through trial and everything, I realized there were people before me and after me, and I was speaking for a lot of other people than just myself in my own situation. So that's kind of the background. That's the reason I learned how to shoot. Guns were not in my world prior to, but when you start getting screaming death threats against yourself and your kids and your pets and everything else, you know, at some time you got to take a stand. And when I finally did that is when I actually took my life back.
So that is terrifying. I wish I could say that I hadn't met a lot of other women with very similar stories, but I know from working with a girl and a gun, how many women I have met that could give you a big hug and say, I know, because that's my story too. But what I love about how hard you fought was that you set a precedent in Indiana and that you have, as a result, influenced so many other people's lives.
Well, and that's really what I'm trying to do. There was a time, you know, like I said, guns weren't in my world, and it's funny that Hiding Hilda actually came out of this because that was my online presence. That was my acronym. That's all I went by, hiding, because I was literally hiding. And then Hilda was like Dawn Hillier, like a sign in for work. But then there was a point where I just decided, you know, to stop waiting on the police. They were reactionary. I wasn't getting what I needed. And so, you know, I learned how to shoot, but it became this whole thing that just became bigger than me, that really started me getting involved in this movement of self-protection and helping other women. I get stories all the time from across the country where people are just looking for something. They have the story of their own. So I really like to be able to influence that and let them know that it's okay. You can do it. Stand up. Don't go down without a fight. You know, it changes your entire world when you decide that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And your story is one that has inspired many women to do just that. So we're going to dive into more about Hiding Hilda and many of the other things that you're involved in, because none of us sit still for too long, and we are too creative of a community, women in the firearm space, to do just one thing. So sure. I'd like to, before we cut to break, we always have to do a gear highlight. So tell us about your go-to EDC. What is your carry gun of choice? What are you carrying today?
Well, I'll tell you, my carry gun is a Glock 42. That is Hilda. When I decided to learn how to shoot and take control of my life, I decided to stop living as Hiding Hilda, so I named my Glock Hilda. And that was my first firearm. So that is Hilda. That's who I'm hiding. I'm living out loud. Is it my favorite range gun? Not necessarily. But it is my preferred carry gun, and that is Hilda.
I love it. And I love that you've named her. And I'm going to ask that of all of our future guests, what your carry gun's name is. I think we all have probably named them.
A lot of people have. I find it all over. It's so fun. It's like a little movement on that, too. I love it.
I do, too. So for folks who are interested in learning more about you and what you do, how can they find you online? What are your business websites on Facebook, Instagram, et cetera?
Everything is Hiding Hilda. Facebook, HidingHilda.com for online. Instagram is Hiding Hilda LLC. Same for Twitter.
Excellent. So for those of you who are interested, I strongly suggest while we are on break that you go and explore these websites and these social media accounts and familiarize yourself with the work that Dawn is doing, because it really is exceptional. The quality of her products is exceptional, and her story is one that I find extremely inspiring. So coming up in the next segment, we're going to dive into a little bit of the concept of going from fear to fierce and dive in a little bit more about what Hiding Hilda as a business does for off-body carry solutions and accessories for women who just carrying on body may not be the best go-to option. And this is a subject we've discussed before and definitely worth doing some more of. And, Bill, you and I have had this debate many a time.
Many times. Just so you know, my forearms has a tattoo that says, "Abash the devil stood and felt how awful goodness is." All of my guns are named Goodness.
I like it.
We'll be right back with the Weaponized Woman with Tatiana Whitlock and her guest Dawn Hillier. This is Lock and Load.
FBI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight. And we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack Stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, they are the home of the at-one thumb hole stock, or as I call it, the answer to every email that I ever got after I showed the at-one. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. This is the Weaponized Woman with Tatiana Whitlock, which I think as many times as we have talked about the various off-body options, I don't think we've ever actually had somebody that makes them come on the show before.
No, we have not.
Yeah.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I'm honored.
Well, that's all on Tatiana.
We bring on the best.
This is her gig, so the honor bestowing is Tatiana's. I would have had anybody on there, but do you know how hard it is for me to get ladies to talk to me? It's not as easy as I would have liked.
Oh, Bill. All right, come on.
I'll call somebody up about social media. I saw what you did on social media, and I really like it, and I'd like for you to come on the show. Oh. Well, that sounds quite nice. What's your name and what do you do again? Well, of course, I'm who I am and I do what I do. Okay, well, we'll get back with you. Ghosted. Ghosted. Just ghosted. So Tatiana, she gets out there and she does her Tatiana stuff. And then then they're on lock and load and I just get to sit back and let it happen. So why don't I do that now? I'm going to sit back and let it happen. Ladies, please.
Well, Bill hit the nail on the head. This segment is dedicated to Hiding Hilda, the business, and specifically about off-body carry. And as we all know, off-body carry is defined by any concealed carry method that does not have the firearm physically attached to your person, but it is still in your physical possession. So that means carrying a loaded gun in a backpack, a messenger bag, a purse, a clutch, etc. Because this degree of separation, the carry method is fraught with debate and suspect because so many people do it wrong. However, there are plenty of ways to do it right. So, as someone who has carried concealed for real and verifiable reasons due to having a known stalker, why of all of the options available to you did you embrace off-body carry?
Well, I'll tell you, women don't live in a waistband. At the time I was an executive recruiter, I wore anything from suits, pants, jeans. I didn't live in a waistband. So everything that we teach in training is muscle retention. So it didn't make sense to me to carry on body all over the place, whether just for the firearm to be on body, if I had to think about where it was going to be that day. And then have the issues of being able to draw it and have to think about it. So it was counterintuitive to me when you think about muscle retention and training. So I thought, okay, I'm comfortable on body. I like the appendix carry. How else did I carry? Well, with purses, there weren't exactly stylish purses out at the time when I started. They've come a long way. But, you know, I'm in Indiana. It's cold outside. Instead of, if I'm wearing five layers of clothing, now I'm in deep concealment just to carry on body. Mm-hmm. So if I'm carrying the purse, it's always in the same spot. I typically cross body. I do think there's a right and a wrong way to purse carry. People who are carrying the purse by their fingertips on their phone, they're asking for their purse to get stolen. But somebody who has a cross body with a grip on it or under their arm with a tight grip, it's a presentation. It's how you carry it, not only that you're carrying it. But again, I didn't live in a waistband. So I wanted something that I could get to easily if I needed to, that I could practice with and was always right where it went. For me, on a daily basis, that's a purse carry. But I've always been a purse girl. I'm not somebody who leaves my purse in a restaurant on a chair and walks away from it. You have to be responsible and know that you're carrying in your purse. But there were times, like, if my spidey senses were tingling and I just felt like something was wrong, I could have my hand on my firearm in my purse, taking valuable time out of draw time. I couldn't have done that when I had a holster on, if it was on body, because it would be concealed. So for me, the option of carrying in a purse is and was a good one. It's just like anything else, though. you have to train, you have to be conscious, you have to follow the rules. But as long as you're doing that, it can definitely be a viable option. And there's tons of seat purses out now. In Hiding Hilda, we carry the top 8 brands of concealment purses, as well as manufacture our own in Fort Wayne, Indiana. By the way, we're one of the few American-made ones, which is exciting, too. So,
yes, it is.
Yeah, but there's definitely options. And with a purse, you know, we want to be able to carry our stuff as well as our firearms. But it needs to be in a separate location, holstered, triggered, covered, and you got to be able to get to it. It's got to be set up to draw. So when all of that goes correctly for you, it's a great option to carry.
Absolutely. And I'm looking at your website now, and again, it's hidinghilda.com. And I see everything from clutches to big, you know, quilted bags to stunning leather bags to traditional messenger-looking products. I mean, you have something to match everybody's fashion sense here, and we need to chat because I've fallen in love with one. So that's what happened. I'm going to have to place an order very soon. But you also have jewelry and books. I mean, it's a lot more than just this. I mean, you're really crafting a lifestyle brand here, and one that really has a wonderful message, which is to be your own hero. And if you're committed to carrying concealed, you will find a way to do so, and you will find the solutions to do so responsibly and train accordingly. So, again, I want to make sure we do this at every opportunity. Run through for folks how and where they can find out more about Hiding Hilda online.
You can feel free to go to our website at hidinghilda.com. It does have the story and all the different accessories and purses and everything that we carry. Well over 450 purses online, as well as the jewelry and stuff. Follow Happenings on Facebook. I love posting different things on Facebook about what we're doing with different laws and different events we have coming up. And then also Instagram and Twitter is all under Hiding Hilda.
Excellent.
Got a question when we get back.
Get you a purse.
Well, that was question number 2. But I have a question when we get back. I'll ask that when we get back, simply because one of the things that – the only question I have with off-body carry, we'll address that when we get back. HidingHilda.com, is that right?
Yep.
Okay. We'll be right back. This is The Weaponized Woman with Tatiana Whitlock and her guest Don Hillier. This is Lock and Load.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller has concluded his investigation into whether the Trump campaign colluded with Russia during the 2016 presidential election. A Justice Department official says that Mueller has submitted the report detailing his findings to Attorney General William Barr, and now his team, Barr's team that is, will begin the process of reviewing the report and creating a summary document that will be sent to Congress. President Trump says he'll nominate Stephen Moore to fill the vacancy on the board of the Fed Reserve. Trump made the announcement shortly after landing in Florida this afternoon. Moore is an economic policy analyst and fiscal conservative who's been also critical of Fed Chair Jerome Powell. Moore joins Fox News and talks about what he's going to try to implement on the board.
I will try to pursue and promote policies that increase wages and increase growth and prosperity. That's my whole agenda here, is what makes American businesses and American workers, you know, better off.
This is USA Radio News.
Having a hard time trying to instill good dental hygiene habits on your little ones? Corrine Wilson, manager and patient therapist at Contemporary General Dentistry in Connecticut.
It's all about making it fun and making the toothpaste tastes good, and I'm so excited. Crest has just come out with a new cavity protection toothpaste and bubble gum and strawberry toothpaste flavors, and it makes it a fun experience for the kids. And for the parents, it makes it great because you know you're giving your kids the best protection with a mild gel, cavity protection gel that's going to help to protect their teeth. So everybody's happy.
Other tips, create routines. Make sure your kids brush for 2 minutes twice a day, morning and before bedtime.
It's very important to have good dental hygiene because those habits that you start earlier in life, they follow you into adulthood. So you're going to want to make it a lifelong commitment to taking care of your teeth.
For more info, reach out to your dental professional or go to Crest.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Mac, if you're listening, are we off on the clock here? But I know we're on, but I mean, the clock seemed to fire 20 minutes, 20... Okay, I just wanted to make sure I wasn't crazy. This is the drama of live radio. Hey, you know, here we are with the weaponized woman, with Tatiana Whitlock and her guest, Don Hillier. Now, I want to ask a question about purses and off-body carry as far as purses are concerned. A lot of time purses, the purse is going to be the target. So you're going to be wrestling over your purse in a lot of cases. Is there any, like, I know, like, for example, that Tatiana's been doing a little work with Mean Gene Higdon, and he's got this thing called the Hot Tamale, which is basically a change purse that you unsnap it and becomes a sap. Is there anything I can snatch off the purse and slap the guy across the face and create a little bit of space and then pull back and pull my gun out of my concealment purse in leisure before I address him and then start changing his day?
Well, actually, at Hiding Hilda, we carry self-defense products, too, non-lethal self-defense products.
Okay.
So whether it be a stun gun, one of the Brutus keychains, the Kubaton, anything along that line, pepper spray even, that can give you that option to have that.
What do you think about the idea of it actually being like a, looks like a tassel, but you can snatch it out and slap somebody in the face with it and stick it back in there later for the decorative?
I like it. You know, a lot of purses, that's trending now, is to have those long tassels on purses.
Yeah.
That's on and, a lot of purses now.
You could just have your, you could have your, do you think the tamale kind of thing would work with this, Tatiana?
Absolutely. In fact, I have one
that's attached to the long, I wear a crossbody bag, and Don, we're going to hang out again, because there's a couple of bags in there I'm drooling over. But I have one of those hot tamales attached to one of the, right where the strap attaches to the bag around that edge. And it's always there because, you know, it just looks like a part of the bag, but it's a beautiful part of the bag and also a deterrent, shall we say, should the need arise.
I need to check those out. I have not seen the hot tamales.
Oh, yes.
The tamales, well, you can put about $2 worth of change in there as long as it isn't quarters. If you put $2 worth of dimes or $2 worth of nickels in there, you can swing that with enough velocity to pop a melon.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
So, I mean, and the reason I'm asking this is because I've always thought most encounters are going to start in a almost grappling position. And if somebody's wanting a purse snatch, it sounds like you've already addressed the retention part of it. But, creating that space just seems sort of natural to me. But at the same time, if you're making it out of leather and you could make, a change purse that you can snatch out and pop, and just, then that guy's going, I thought this was an easy mark. How come my teeth are on the deck? Oh, my God, what's she pointing at me? I'm going to run now. So, I could just see that sort of just playing out, and it just amuses me. I just got to tell you that. So, anyway, that's all I had. Do you carry products that men would wear or carry or run?
Yes, we do have some men's products in, too. We have some unisex bags and briefcases. We have the concealment vest. We even have men's jewelry. They were jealous because we have some really cool bullet jewelry. So we did cross over that line and start getting some men's stuff, too.
Now, have you seen the new phenomena where the kids, all the cool kids, are taking the fanny packs and they wear them cross-body?
Yes.
Now, what would happen if you took the fanny pack and made a concealment fanny pack, except your concealment panel, if it was designed to be a cross-body pack, you were pulling the back panel off of it because it's just right there. And you can snatch that off and then draw your gun coming out from under it. Would that work?
That probably would work. Actually, I just opened the box today because we're doing a show this weekend, too, that have something very similar to that design. They're kind of like a fanny pack, but you can put them anywhere on your belt line. It's a quick release.
Right.
It's very similar to what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. I got lots of ideas. I don't know how to draw. I don't know how to make any of them. Don't know anybody with any nylon. You're the first chance I've ever had this.
I have a manufacturer.
Anyway, Tatiana, we have about 4 minutes left in this segment, so I'm sorry I took up most of it, but I needed to know about that. I think something like that with a hot tamale-esque type of product built into it where you can just snatch it out.
Mm-hmm.
Match made in heaven. So I'm going to shut up. For 3 minutes or so, 3.5 minutes. Go.
No, I'm all about it. And I think I need to make an introduction. So look for that email later between Hiding Hilda and Mean Jean Leather and see what transpires. But we spend a lot of time on the show talking about Second Amendment advocacy. And many of our guests are very involved in the Second Amendment preservation of our rights. However, we don't spend nearly enough time talking about the real reason that so many women are the fastest growing segment of the firearms industry. And that's because so many women have a reason to. And Hiding Hilda is a result of a life that was spent in fear and time in life that you don't get back as a result of being the object of an inappropriate person's attention. Now, Dawn is someone who's very active in the anti-stalking community, which results in many women participating in the firearms community. So I wanted to dedicate the next 2.5 minutes to making sure people understand what that is and how they can get involved and what resources are available.
Yeah, so stalking is not talked about as much as it should be. All domestic violence, it's the beginning of domestic violence. It's a long pattern. It's maddening. It lasts for so long. And it's very hard to prove in a court of law. So, I actually speak for the National Stalking Resource Center when they do their training for different police officers and advocates, as well as we donate proceeds as Hiding Hilda. We donate proceeds to different domestic violence places, as well as the National Stalking Resource Center, so they can get training. So Like I said, I get calls from all over the country. I'm not a social worker. Every state is different. All I can do is listen and direct them to where they need to go. The other thing that we do is speak to colleges. Like on Tuesday, I speak to a victimology class just to kind of to help spread the word about domestic violence and specifically stalking, or different bills that we worked on here in Indiana, House Bill 1171, which lets a person, a victim of domestic violence, as long as they have a protective order, they can use that protective order as their gun permit while they're waiting for their firearm permit to come in. That also gets them a free seat in training immediately, as long as the ranges comply to that, which they typically do. We have agreements with them. So we're really trying to not only help them take their life back, but get them trained and comfortable with it as well. You know, other bills that we're working on right now is not being able to sue someone if they break into your home and you do have to use lethal force, that their family could not sue you as liability, and currently they can. So there's a lot of different laws and stuff that we're working on here in the state, but also sets the precedent for national debates in other states going through that law too. So a lot of the work that we're doing is overall with the domestic violence that does cross over into the firearm industry, because women are, it's a movement for self-protection, us getting trained, firearms. It's truly a movement that we're seeing right
okay.
now.
Everybody hang on to the movement now. Everybody hang on. Well, we're going to be right back talking. This is Weaponized Woman with Tatiana Whitlock and her guest, Don Hillier. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, they are the home of the At-One Stock, the At-One Thumb Hole Stock, the new, I mean, I can't even, I don't have the time. Check them out, boydsgunstocks.com. This is the Weaponized Woman with Tatiana Whitlock, which I have spoken entirely too much this time around. I haven't let none of this stuff organically happen like I normally do. So, ladies, one more time, if you will. This is the long segment, actually. So, have at it, Tatiana. Have at it, Dawn.
Absolutely. Well, on a lighter note, you know, stalking is a absolutely scary reality for many women. And in this country, and there are a number of resources that are available on hidinghilda.com, hidinghilda.com. There is an entire page dedicated to victim resources. So if this story sounds way too familiar to you, there are resources at your fingertips from women who have lived this and have overcome it and have done wonderful work to make sure you have options at your fingertips. And again, if you are in immediate danger, call 911. Knowing that that is a reality for many women is really heartbreaking. But I have to say I have worked with quite a few of them on the range, and there are a lot of very powerful women who have come through this and done great work and lived wonderful lives and raised amazing families, and Dawn is one of them. Now, amongst all of this, she is not only an inspiration to folks who are living this nightmare and overcoming it, but she's also doing great work to bring brevity to the space and to participate in programs that are keeping some laughter in the mix while, again, doing good work to educate and inform people about their options, particularly in the realm of concealed carry. One of the major programs that Dawn's involved with is the Fashion and Firearms Show that happens in multiple cities across the country throughout the year. And we have had a guest on before who has told us a little bit about it, but I'd love for you to share with us your take on fashion and firearms.
I could not be more excited about this, actually. So Fashion and Firearms is a concealed carry fashion show that we are holding in Indianapolis on April 27th, and it is the week of the NRA, the weekend. We did it on purpose. But it is really to highlight and to show different concealment options. It's for both men and women. It'll have on-body and off-body carry, but it really is showing the new ways to carry, how concealed they are. You'll have an opportunity to see them, touch them, try them on. We'll have our models are outstanding. People like Tatiana, who is one of our models. I am so thrilled. But as well as products, we have Dean Adams and Galco and Gunsoke Mamas, obviously Hiding Hilda. There's just Eucola bags. There's a whole list of them. And I'm so excited. Lady Conceal, Pistol Wear, and the list of models. Besides Tatiana, who's amazing, we have Kaylee Browning, who's an Olympic shooter, Cheryl Todd, Guy Relford, who is always, he's an attorney. He's a Second Amendment attorney. He's featured on NRA TV all the time. So it's going to be a great networking opportunity as well as an evening of fashion and just amazing people. And everybody will get the opportunity to kind of mingle and relax and have a great time as well as see the fashion show.
Now, I have to say, I'm a little nervous. I haven't walked a runway in a very long time. So here we go.
You will be amazing. Well, and it is just with venues. So it's going to be a little different than what we thought initially, too.
So explain a little bit about that, because I know that there are a number of firearms-related events that have had some challenges with venues and the community. So we just had a venue change, and I've been wanting to ask you about how that transpired and where the new event will be held.
Right. So initially we were at this place called the Riviera Club, and they have a board of directors, and one member in particular decided to just, she had a fit. She had a fit that the NRA was coming in, even though the state association is not affiliated with the NRA. But she just said all this crazy stuff about us being anti-Semitic and we were racist and just not what you want people to be. And mind you, the First Lady of Indiana is also going to be there. But anyway, that's not good enough. So the board actually, they caved. They said they rescinded our contract. And last Friday, we found out that we lost the venue. And it was mainly because of all of this kind of talk. And the board, they panicked, really. So we scrambled and we tried to find a new place. And Second Amendment supporters have been amazing. And it's ironic because we were going to go to different places, and the NRA, because we are not an NRA affiliate, actually told us, no, we couldn't have it at any of the venues across Indianapolis. So we finally found some place, and we're super excited. It's at the Indiana War Memorial. It is beautiful. I mean, just a stunning place. But it's going to have, like, raised seating, more like a theater. So it changes the venue a little bit, but brings just a whole nother awesome level to it. So it's going to be awesome. I'm so excited. I can't hardly even talk about it.
Well, that to me sounds like quite an upgrade, and an upgrade for everyone who's purchased tickets. So if you're lucky enough to be coming to join us all at NRAM this year, and you are able to join us, tell us a little more about how they can find out about the event, buy a ticket, and join us for the affix.
The tickets are available. You can find them on Facebook under Hiding Hilda, or it's ISRPA. It's the Indiana State Rifle and Pistol Association, ISRPA.org, is where you can actually go on and buy the tickets. But all the postings will have links on social media. Hopefully you guys will be seeing it around on different shares and stuff, but it's ISRPA.org.
If you want to come and see me, try not to blush too hard while walking the runway in an evening gown. There we go. That's how you come to it, yeah. Along with some incredibly other distinguished people. Well, I'm honored to be participating this year. You approached me in the past, and my schedule did not permit, but this year I'm thrilled to be able to have the opportunity. So before we end the segment, we always have to end with some some gear talk, because this is the nerdy part of us coming out. Now, you are a major driving force behind Indiana Girls with Guns. So what are you seeing ladies coming to the range with these days? What makes and models are the most prominent?
I am seeing the 365, the big, and the new class, the 43X.
I love it. And why do you think people are gravitating to those, other than the fact that they're new and they are both amazing models? Any specific features that you think are pertaining?
I think both the weight and the ease of racking the slide. And I like on the 43X, the trigger pull is a little bit lighter than what it used to be on the 43. And I think that makes the difference. I think people are liking it a little bit better. And as they talk about it, we have our shooting groups. Everybody talks about it. They all go try it and get it.
Free word of advice.
What's that?
So CZ-P10S.
I do like the CZs. Yes.
Look at the P10S.
Okay, P10S?
P10S.
Okay.
You know, they have the P10C. They've come out with the P10F. Now they have the P10F, the P10C, and the P10S, which is the subcompact. And it's a 12-shot pistol. It is shorter from the butt length is shorter than the M&P shield.
Really?
It holds 12 rounds.
Really?
And has a very nice, and for Tatiana, who shoots agency arms pistols, it has a custom trigger kind of feel.
Ooh, I may have to find one.
Yeah, you are. Anyway, we're about to go. We're about to be out of time. Thank you, ladies. Thank you, Dawn. Thank you, Tatiana.
Thank you.
We'll
see you soon.
All right. Coming up next, hour number 3. Dean Weingarten will be joining us to finish the week out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Custom, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.